Okay, we're back. This is the May 1st broadcast, and we posted it on May the 6th. And you're listening to Clarity Radio. My name is Brian, and welcome. And we were just having a discussion in a studio here, and we're talking about the Vancouver Canucks. And you know one of the players, or someone you know?
Yeah, a family member knows. Yeah.
Okay, and so what's the story? They all got COVID?
I think pretty much.
Most of them did.
Yeah, and there was a very small amount, including one person that didn't get it, even though he was in contact with them all.
Yeah, and that one doesn't have an active microbe to get COVID. That's why.
Yeah.
And the other ones who got COVID at 6 months, you know, that reference point, they would have had a microbe to say they would get COVID. And that's why where you have households where three people get COVID and the other five don't, the other five did not have the active microbe to get COVID, but the other ones did.
Right. Okay?
Now, if science had enough courage, they can check for the biomarker that would say that what I'm saying is true. But we just got to bring intelligence into science here. And we need to bring science into COVID. That's what's missing out of this whole equation. Science is missing.
Yeah.
And it's the 20% margin science that is missing. They've got 80% of it, but the 20% is missing. And when you're missing the 20%, you kill people.
Yeah.
And that's the truth.
Got to think outside the box.
I mean, I discerned months ago that too much oxygen could cause someone to die. And there's someone in Romania, a doctor that's cured 1,000 patients with COVID. Maybe it's true or it's not, but what I took from her was the fact she said, if you give the patients too much oxygen, it's going to feed the actual disease. And she's 100% correct. And this was like 2, 3, 4 weeks ago.
Mm.
And I wrote this article months ago. Okay, so she has confirmed the truth. So it's like God's using her to speak the truth. And so I don't know what the answer is. You know, I stop watching the news. I really stop watching the news.
Yeah.
I don't watch the news. I don't want to hear about it because I know what the truth is. And so I know that God is going to help us because the light's in charge. And we just need to have science and truth into the COVID equation. We need to have, I'm not just saying truth, I'm talking 20%, 100% truth, not 80, but 100%. And so let's go back to 6 months.
Okay.
Your allergies, okay? Don't tell me anything.
Okay.
Why am I doing this? This is what I've learned. If you have an allergy, the allergy in most cases will lead you to a serious illness. Sometimes it could be just chronic, or sometimes it could be fatal. But when we, in general, society thinks of an allergy, I'm going to my allergist, which you mentioned that you're going to see your allergist.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, I'm going to see my allergist. And, oh, geez, I just found out I have an allergy to milk. Okay. And we are so in the fog. I mean, we're in the dark. I mean, an allergy to milk in a lot of cases leads to diabetes. Okay? We just don't understand this. We just say, oh, I have an allergy to milk. And it doesn't go beyond that. You know, we don't think of the possibilities because of this allergy that I could get a serious disease down the road. So let's go back to 6 months when you're in your mother's womb. Okay? And by the way, you also had a microbe that you didn't want to be born.
For sure. Yeah.
I forgot to mention that. I forgot to mention that.
I used to say that as a child.
What did you
say? I didn't wish to be born. I would say that to my mother.
You said that.
Yes.
Oh, my God. No, I forgot because I wanted to say it through this broadcast, but something kept coming in to say something else. So, but yeah, you had that microbe. So on some level, if you didn't want to be born, you would, on some level, do risky things to make you die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And then the psychiatrist would be saying, oh, you shouldn't be driving like that. You shouldn't be doing that, blah, 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 blah. But not understanding that you've got a microbe that says you don't want to be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a real microbe. It's a microchip. It's a program. Okay. Let's go back to 6 months. Wow. So you've got 7 allergy microbes, which means you've got 7 allergies. I'm just thinking here, where am I going with this? I'm just thinking, Father, tell me. Hang on. People tell me sometimes I think too much. Hang on. I can't help it. It's like he's telling me, tell the joke is about this patient goes to the doctor. And the patient says to the doctor, doctor, I think there's a hole in my head. And the doctor says, okay, so I'm going to book the operating room next week, and we'll seal both of your ears. That's what I'm thinking. Like, I mean, it's I'm just thinking silly. I'm just, it's a silly, but if you think about it, it's funny. Hang on. Some people need to have their ears sealed anyway. Hang on. It's interesting. Oh, my gosh. So you had an allergy microbe for sugar.
And I crave it sometimes.
But not now, no.
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 Correct answer, right?
Yeah.
Because, oh, my, I got goosebumps. It means, okay, Brian, you just got the right answer. Okay, so here we go. If your mother came to me and she has not delivered you and you're 6 months, I would have said to your mother that your child is likely going to have depression because the sugar, the allergy connected equals depression.
Yep.
If you did not have an active microbe for an allergy to sugar, you would not have had your depression.
Oh.
So food allergy is an indication of disease. And so with your allergy, in most cases, when someone has an allergy, you crave your allergy.
Yep. As a kid, I used to sneak sugar.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. I used to sneak bowls of sugar and then just eat it.
Unbelievable. And you would just keep having the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Having the sugar. And so hang on for 1 second. I need to look at something. And the thing is, with the milk, there is a connection to diabetes. But it's more with the kidneys.
Yeah.
It's more with the kidneys.
I've had issues with my kidneys and bladder and stuff like that.
Connected to milk.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so if someone has an allergy to milk, they're going to have these issues. And so my point is you were programmed 6 months to have this, and later on in life you experience this. And again, when I speak to many good Christians out there, many good Jewish people, Muslim people, everybody, and they tell me this is our only incarnation, they're so off the mark.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually believe that this is true. That's because they have an entity on them that misleads them. And once they're set free, they will say, okay, you know what? I believe it. And then they can be set free from the baggage in other people's karma. But because they don't believe, they end up suffering on the treadmill, on the treadmill, on the treadmill. And you suffer. You're born to suffer. Are you born to suffer anymore?
No.
Right. No. We're not going to accept that nonsense.
Yeah. I see me off the gerbil wheel, I used to say.
Yeah. 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 And you've suffered a lot. You in this life, you have suffered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so now you're out of the gate of suffering. And you now just have to make good decisions.
Yes.
Like really, really good decisions. And you will.
Yeah.
And the Father is going to, and I say the Father, the Matrix, the spiritual council, angels do exist. There's no doubt about it because it's angels that work with me of the light that help my clients out. And even yesterday we had, oh boy, we had a major, major miracle that took place yesterday. I don't want to talk about it now. She'll be coming on the radio. And we had a major miracle that took place, and people will not believe it, but it's true.
Yeah.
And when you hear the history, she's like you. She's been with me for a long time. When you hear her story, you are not going to say it's not possible. There's 20 years of history with this one. And so you will not say it's not possible. And we only did it because you believe.
Yeah.
And you did not look at me as a transaction. You looked at me, you want to be healed, you want to do something good for the world and help the world. You want to help 7 billion people.
Yes.
You don't want to be part of a cult or a new age because we're not in support of that.
No.
We want to really get out there and talk to the world.
Yeah.
And so I need you to help me and others to help me get to that point.
Yes.
Okay? So I want to go for a break right now. And when I come back, I want to talk about sexual intercourse. Okay? So this is very, very important topic in reference to disease. And, you know, you don't need to be worried. I'm not going to expose anything personal. It's just general, but it's very serious. And so, folks, we're going to be right back. My name is Brian, and you've been listening to Clarity Radio. And once again, thanks for joining us. And once again, thank you for supporting us. And if you can support us in a big way, you know what I'm talking about. I need your help. You know, don't give me lip service, say you're going to help me. I really need your help. Help us out. Thank you. Oh,
expecting the worst? Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man. Stay young.